And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I'm talking about we cover down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one. That would be Alabama. And I mean, this show sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, held on through the entire break, so let me honor his time. Is that Wolverine Dan? Dan, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I want to follow legend. You know, me and Sparky go back a long way, okay? I respect Sparky big time. No, Sparky, I never served, all right? That's one thing I do regret, but I do appreciate you and Phil and everybody has all over this world and gave up their lives that I could have what I have. But, you know, it's not just because I'm military why I work like I work, speaking of myself. My dad was an architect. He designed factories for Detroit Diesel all over the world. He was a very talented man, but he made me work hard. And my dad always did this. And Sparky says, this is pretty cool. At the time, I was terrified. But my dad would say, okay. He added onto our houses a couple times. And he's also a finished carpenter. He said, Dan, I want you to think about what I need before I need it. And if you don't, and man, I swear to God, I was sweating bullets, dude. And I got the first one right, and after that, I never got it wrong because I always had one step in front of my father, and he was trying to teach me not only hard work, but think about what you're doing before you do your next move. And right now, as we speak, I'm doing some sculptures in my workshop. I'm a very busy human being with my hands, and I do a lot of work with my hands. It's because of the work ethic that my dad put into me, just like the work ethic that the military puts into you and everybody else that serves. And you know something? If we had more of that in this country, and I really do mean that, this place would be so much better for everyone. It's not just for you and me, Phil, and all the people that made it. It's for the other people, too. You can have a piece of the pie. You just have to apply yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, so well said. Wolverine Dan, we love you, man. That's good stuff, and thanks. And I agree. I think so much of and I heard Sparky say it, and I'll say it too. Is that so much of who I am? I know for a fact was there before I entered into what I would call adult living. You know what I'm saying? It's part of it. Is how were you raised? What principles were instilled in you in your household? There are certainly things that I gained or tweaked or learned or ingrained more deeply as time went on. But I know for a fact that I entered into the military with a desire for hard work already and with a desire to produce and not to be a receiver all the time, but a producer. And so, I mean, I've been working, generally speaking, I've been working two jobs since I was, 13 or 14 years old. It's just, I don't know, just the way it winds up. I'm not sure what I'd do with just one job. How would that work? One job. What's that like? Plenty of stuff going on in the text messages. I will get there in a minute. I will say this before I jump into the triple dipper. Happy birthday to the United States Army. I believe that we are like at 248 years, I think, right now. So happy birthday, U.S. Army. Today is also Flag Day. So if you got your colors, fly them. And, thank God for where we live. All right, Boomer, I've got a whole batch of home fries. Would you please cook us some up? Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, home fries. You know the deal. We jump in here, man. We got news. It's stuff that relates to where we live. I mean, sometimes I can talk about D.C. or the international, but you know what? There's a lot of stuff that affects you and I just hanging out right here at our households and in our backyards and down the street. So that's what we do. Occasionally, we have to just cook up a batch of home fries, and that's today. So first out the gate, you may be curious, what, pray tell, is the latest with Space Command? The never-ending saga of Space Command, the political football known as Space Command. Well, you know the deal. Space Command is supposed to be coming to Huntsville. The decision was made years ago, like 2 or 3 years ago, in the tail end of the Trump administration, and we have passed every test. So now what's happening, the U.S. delegation for the state of Alabama, we have some very senior members of our U.S. delegation, not the least of which is Congressman Mike Rogers, is the chairman of House Armed Services. And Robert Adderholt, Congressman Adderholt, well, he's one of the senior members of House Appropriations. So In fact, I believe both of those kind of weighed in heavy. They caught wind of the fact. So Colorado is the temporary headquarters of Space Command, right? Well, they caught wind that Colorado, who's duking it out right now, daring the Biden administration to not send it to Huntsville, begging for it to be left in Colorado, even though they were number four on the list. Daggum, they're improving facilities. They're in a buildup phase out there. They're trying to lock it in by putting brick and mortar on the ground and going, you can't move now. You just invested $10 million in our new server farm or something. Well, Adderholt fixed that. That little red wagon came to a halt. So here's the deal. Storyline on 1819 News and out in various publications says Adderholt secures language in the spending bill to halt any development on Spacecom in Colorado until an official permanent decision is made. What he's doing? He's using the power of the purse. That's the way it's supposed to work. The executive branch was screwing around with a decision that had already been made, and it was affecting us. As one of the great 50 states, it was affecting Alabama. Well, guess what? We have some seniority in D.C., by God. And as the debate over a permanent home, it says, for U.S. Space Command drags on, U.S. Representative Robert Adderholt is hoping to force the issue. After successfully securing language into the spending bill to halt any development of temporary headquarters facilities in Colorado. That's just awesome. Here's his quote. He says, now more than ever, the establishment of a permanent Space Command headquarters remains vital to our national security. The language incentivizes the Secretary of the Air Force to determine the permanent headquarters location as quickly as possible. In other words, we don't care what your appropriation is. We're not going to give you money to go build up some robust temporary facilities and then claim later on that that gives you new grounds to just keep it in Colorado. Nope, not going to work. His closing comments, Adderholt was, he says, as we take this step, I would like to thank the Alabama delegation for their commitment to this fight. We all know that Space Command belongs in the Rocket City. Yeah, brother. That's what you call playing chess versus checkers right there. That's good stuff. All right, totally different topic. Cooking up the home fries. Let me just tell you something. I was shocked when I got down to Montgomery and served in the legislature at the craziness regarding gambling in Alabama. I'm not talking about lottery, set lottery aside. What I'm talking about right now is casino gaming. If some of y'all out there like casinos, that's fine. But I will tell you right now that the casino operators in Alabama have been skirting the law for years. Now, Porch Creeks, they are different. Porch Creeks have their own federalized property. They get to do what they do on federal tribal land. But when I'm talking about Victory Land, Green Track, I mean, these folks, like Green Track, just the other day, it came out that they owe something like, was it $24 million in unpaid taxes to the state of Alabama? And yet they want to be considered a viable business. Well, Victory Land, Milton McGregor, his casinos have been constantly raided by the Attorney General's office over the years. I mean, I don't know how much money he has spent. Well, McGregor's dead, but his family has spent on getting the next machine that they claim is really not a slot machine like they say it is. Well, it looks like the final nail in the coffin just went in. Court ruling just came out June 13th. That would be yesterday. Victory Land Casino, according to AL.com, is now permanently banned from having electronic bingo under the judge's order. See, I know this sounds crazy, but what happened a few years ago was Alabama legalized bingo. Okay. Well, so all these slot machines are allegedly, quote unquote, just electronic bingo machines. No, they're really not. And the Supreme Court has ruled they're really not. Supreme Court says, if you want to play bingo, traditional paper, that's what we're talking about. If you want to have a slot machine, you got to have the laws changed. Now, some of y'all may be saying, what's the big deal? It's a slot machine. They got whole cities full of these things like Las Vegas. I get it. It's the law. Are we a nation of laws or not? And if the law of the land's not changed, then what you're doing is illegal. Change the law. Well, they've tried to change the law, except that what happens is every single time, the casino bosses, they all get into a fight. Somebody goes to jail. Somebody else, you know, winds up getting caught trying to bribe somebody at the state house. somebody else gets caught trying to bribe a staffer at the State House to write certain language into the bills. It's ridiculous. In the meantime, Attorney General Steve Marshall called the ruling against Victory Land a victory. Pun intended. Electronic bingo machines, he says, are a blatant violation of state law. The Alabama Supreme Court has reaffirmed this time and again, Marshall said. Similar to the facilities over in Morgan and Houston and Lowndes counties, the Macon County Victory Land facilities are now permanently prohibited from using electronic bingo machines. So here's the bottom line. You're going to see this coming up. There are rumors right now in Montgomery that we're going to see a special session on gambling. Like we got nothing else to worry about in the state, we're going to try to figure out how best to get out there and find a way to get some revenue off of that gaming we know is going on. Well, in the meantime, those who keep trying to set it up and pretend that it's legal, it's not. And the courts have now affirmatively ruled. So there's that. Here's one that I look at and go, what the heck, man? So do y'all remember just a few weeks ago, as the state legislature is finishing up its session, there are budgets. And these budgets include some items that you look at and go, why are we doing that? And one of them was the $20 million appropriation for a water park in Montgomery. Not only that, $20 million coming out of the education budget to go to a water park in Montgomery. I will say this, at least some of the legislators got busy and said, that does not smell like something we should be giving money to. Somewhere in the hustle and tussle, they got it whittled down at the very least, and the final budgets were passed with a $5 million appropriation to go to this freaking water park. Now, they're sending it to the Montgomery County Commission, but everybody knows what it's for. It's for the economic development related to the water park. The water park. Now, by the way, this is going to be a very cool water park. I'd like to go check it out. I'm good with that. I don't mind there being a water park in Montgomery. I think it's awesome. I used to do a lot of whitewater rafting, and that's what this is. It's a whitewater rafting park. Artificial channels and rocks and boulders and waves and, you know, and it's going to be a competitive spot, one of only three in the nation like it. Very cool. But should the state be paying for that with tax dollars? The answer is no. Not if you're a conservative. Well, nonetheless, the water park is now set to open, according to Yellowhammer News, despite the fact it didn't get the $20 million in state funding. So then you have to ask yourself, well, if you're opening, and if you're going to do like it says here and generate up to $36 million annually, why did you need the $20 million state tax dollars in the first place? So you needed $20 million just to go, but lo and behold, you're opening anyway, and you're still expected to make money. That's a classic example of people asking for government money that shouldn't have. All right. Is there a caller on the line? Are we good? All right. I'll tell you what. Boom, take us to the break, man. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back. I got a few more. And then top of the hour, we're going to switch into another part of this discussion. It's still home fries, but we'll have State Senator Tom Butler on because there have been developments on the issue with the rocket. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, making common sense a superpower. Hey, we're in another batch of home fries. Sizzle them up. So, this is all stuff related to where we live, right? Things that go on around us and things we might want to know. So, first of all, you'll be probably, most of y'all, I'm sure, glad to hear Senator Tommy Tuberville still hanging in there when it comes to making it very apparent that the DOD, the Department of Defense, does not have the authority to just circumvent the laws of the land. The federal law says federal funds will not be used to promote abortion. State laws of various states say that they are abortion-free states, Alabama being one. And so Tuberville is just tired of the Defense Department going woke and deciding what they will and will not pay attention to when it comes to the laws. So you may recall, he has put a personal hold. He can do this. Any senator can do this. Democrats have done it in the past. Any senator can put a hold on allowing for the usual order of business to be circumvented to approve getting general officers and admirals promoted, to include the fact that we are looking at having a new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff who's having to wait right now, General C.Q. Brown. All that to say, it doesn't mean they're not going to get promoted. It means they can't get promoted, you know, fast. It means that, there's not going to be a en masse stack of them that all get approved as a courtesy just, you know, overnight. So everybody's ticked off. Tuberville's not backing off, though. Story here on Alabama Daily News. Dated yesterday, Senator Tommy Tuberville balked Monday at a proposal from Senate Democrats aimed at ending his hold on military promotions over the Pentagon's abortion travel policies. Alabama's senior senator has been blocking the nominations to pressure the Defense Department. A proposal was made to hold a Senate debate over Pentagon abortion policies as part of the annual defense bill. In other words, what they were doing was saying, hey, just lighten up there, coach, and we'll make it a debate thing on the floor. You'll be great. You'll get a chance to voice your opinions at the microphone. And he was not interested. He knows what that means. That's like saying, we'll give you a soundbite. You can use it in your next campaign commercial. It'd be awesome. He's not looking for a soundbite. He's looking for action. So anyway, the debate over holds continues, and that leaves Senate Democrat leadership with the unattractive option, says this article, of having to get past Tuberville's hold by calling for separate Senate votes on each individual nomination instead of voting them through en masse. That's what it means. And it just means, too, that it's going to take them a while, and they're going to get promoted. I mean, first of all, having been in the military, I know what it means to have earned rank, and you want to get it pinned on as quickly as possible because you just, you know, everything from it being a pay raise to it being a responsibility to it being a new job, you got to move, the kids got to get enrolled in school, all that stuff, I get it. But you know what? We in this nation have a Department of Defense that is accountable to the elected civilian leadership. Period. End of story. And I'm loving the fact that we actually have a delegation in Alabama right now that's using the power of the purse, that's using the weight of their legislative office to actually push for things that are meaningful. That's cool. Last story I got before we switch over to the rocket discussion, too, is this. Came from Yellowhammer News. Remember Birmingham Southern was going broke? What do we do? I don't know. We're going to close. What happened? Well, we did our accounting really bad, and we messed up all the federal grants. Oh, God. What are we going to do? Let's ask for some taxpayer dollars for a bailout. Okay. It's a private college. And Birmingham Southern, being a private college, admits they screwed up their accounting, admits they got into a building campaign that they got over their heads on, admits they did things on the campus like, you know, improving the landscaping and building a giant pond that wasn't necessary, and they burned through their endowment, and then they wanted state tax dollars to help, you know, plug the holes. No. But the legislature, in all of its wisdom, decided, you know what, let's create what we'll call the Distressed Institutions of Higher Learning Revolving Loan Program. Cool. What's that mean? It means bailout loans. It means low-interest bailout loans that the legislature can decide to just hand off to the state treasurer to make loans to schools that need money. Well, I did hear, by the way, that the governor has signed it, but she only signed it after making an amendment herself requiring there to be a plan for how they're going to redo their financial structure. Even still, not a good idea. And already lawmakers are going, how about Athens State? How about Stillman College? Yeah, you can see it now. The feeding frenzy begins. All right, folks, coming up, State Senator Tom Butler. We're going to talk about the rocket. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. all you right